You know that music, right? It's time to let the genie out of the bottle. And we have our very own resident astrologer, Designing with the Stars expert, Ann Nordhaus. Bye, Kay-Ann.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for coming back. Everyone is excited. The people, it's a little raspy there, Caitlin. What's going on with that? You scratching your beard over there? Or is that me scratching my beard? You don't have a beard.
Yikes.
Yeah, please tell people that.
You just have that one hair coming out of your chin.
It was a little knobby.
A knobby. Okay. Well, Ann, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Sorry
Pleasure
for
to
that.
Be here.
What's going on with you? You're a busy gal lately.
I am a busy gal. I've been out doing some speaking engagements recently. Yeah.
Good for you.
Out west in the west suburbs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You got one coming up?
I sure do. Wednesday night, 5 to 7 p.m. at Peaceful Parlor in Geneva, Illinois on 3rd Street. And it's actually up on my blog if people want data. It's a women's event. Sorry, guys.
Darn it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a solstice preview event. Summer solstice is coming June 21st. And we talked about the winter solstice here in December.
Exciting. A lot of people are got their mojos all tied up and want to know what the heck's happening. We've had some callers waiting for quite a while.
That's right.
And we're going to get to them right now. Let's give out your website real quick.
Sure. It's www.anb, that's for Ann Nordhaus Bike, anbcommunications.com.
Okay, just in case we're so busy we can't get to it at the end. All right, let's get right to it because we have Peggy who's been holding forever. Peggy, thanks for holding. How's it going?
Oh, it's going fine. How are you?
I'm good. You're a trooper. I appreciate you waiting that long. And what? Let's talk to Peggy. She's a Cancer.
Hey, Peggy, you're a Cancer?
I am.
Thank you for calling. How are you doing, Cancer? There's a lot going on.
Well, I'm just cleaning house, and I heard your little spiel there, and I'm interested. I've never done anything like this before, so I'm just curious to know what you do and what you can say about my Cancer, I guess.
Oh, well, Cancer is one of the four signs that have been kind of under fire. Of course, all the signs have been under tough planetary influence for a while, but Cancer, Aries, Libra, Capricorn have all had some tense energy. So if you've seen some change in your life and if it's been a real emotional time for the last year, that would be in line with things. The moon is in Cancer today and the moon is your planet. So that's a wonderful thing. So if you're feeling really in sync emotionally today, that's great.
You sound really good, perky. Right? Doesn't Peggy say you sound good, Peggy?
Which is great because a lot of times Cancers are sad.
Oh, no. Don't want to go there.
No.
You're right. The last year has been very emotional. And is there anything on the horizon that will settle things down? Is there anything there?
Yeah, there is. Jupiter, the planet, the biggest planet in our solar system, it's a gas giant, they say it in astronomy, but it's the biggest planet and expands things. So when it's in Cancer, it's expanding all that emotion. So you're feeling stuff even more than usual. But the great thing about that is it shows you exactly how you feel so you know what do I need to take care of myself. It's going to leave, though, in late July. So you'll get some relief from all that feeling.
Okay, so if I'm planning on doing anything big, I should wait till after July.
Actually, this is a great time to plant seeds, though.
Yeah, plant the seeds now and then wait until July to water them.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
All right, Peggy, thanks for calling. Hope that helps.
Yes, it does.
All right. Next, we have Kathy, who's a Sagittarius. Hey, Kathy, thanks for calling the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what's going on with you, Kathy?
I was just wondering, what she knows about Sagittarius. How about health and love life?
Yeah, Sagittarius, your planet is Jupiter. So you've had Jupiter in Cancer this whole year. And even though that's good for the rest of us, Jupiter likes being in Cancer. But it's kind of tough for you because it's in a really awkward angle with Sagittarius, the sign. So if you felt kind of awkward emotional stuff and feeling like, you know, you're wonderful fire, you're a fire sign. If you feel like water's been thrown on you this year and putting out your fire, that's going to get better. It's going to, Jupiter, your planet's going to move out of watery Cancer into fiery Leo. So if you've got creative projects, do-it-yourself projects, home projects.
It's a good time to do it.
Good time to get started and start thinking about that and go forward in July.
I have been thinking about that. What about love life?
I was going to say, is she getting a little fire in her love life?
Oh, yeah. Do you want some fire in your love life?
Sure.
Well, I will say this. Mercury is going to go retrograde. That's the little planet that's the closest to the sun. And it does this three times a year. It looks like it's going backwards from Earth three times a year. It's not really going backwards, but it looks like it. When that happens, people from the past could come into our life.
Uh-oh, the old flame is coming back, Kathy.
Yeah.
That'll be June 7th through July 1st. You might already start to feel it right now with things kind of slowing down, not thinking too clearly, but that's okay. Let the past come up. See if there's some fruitful things there.
Interesting.
Thank you.
All right, Kathy, you got it. Thanks for calling the show. All right, we have Margaret, who's a Leo. Hey, Margaret, thanks for calling in. You're on with Frank and Ann.
Hello. Hi, Ann. I'm turning 53 in August, and I'm putting my house on the market in the suburbs and want to move into the city. Not sure whether to move downtown or stay in the Edison Park area, the outskirts of the city. Mm-hmm. And any insight into my love life?
I can tell you insight from a real estate market. Go to the Gold Coast if you're going to consider downtown. I used to have a condo down there. It's a great, you know, for somebody around your age, probably going back to capture some of your youth and energy and all that stuff. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely want to stick around the Gold Coast. River North's kind of cool. It's emerging, but it's slightly younger, a little bit more, I don't know, dicey, I would say. But I like the restaurants around Gold Coast and the feel and the vibe. So anyway, that's my two cents. Here's Ann.
Well, is that around Lakeshore Drive too?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely. It's like, you know, State and Division and all those areas around there. It's a great area.
And that's going to put you out there in the mix. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's funny, Frank, that you mentioned the Gold Coast. The metal associated with Leo is gold.
See that?
Could that be more perfect?
Boom. There you go.
And actually, this whole thing with Jupiter moving into Leo, that is going to expand your life. Get ready for adventure. Let yourself open to expand your life like never before. It only happens once every 12 years for each of us.
So everything you're feeling, Margaret, right now about doing this big move, do it. This is your time.
It's like when you can take a risk on yourself.
That's great.
I love that. Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. There you go. All right. We have a couple more calls here. We got Mary, and she's a Pisces. Hi, Mary. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
So what's going on
Good
with
morning.
You, Mary? Good morning to you.
Well, I just wanted to see if she could read my stars.
you got any major life things going on that have been impacting the way you feel?
Well, I had a fall last week, so I'm not feeling too good lately. I had a fall in my house in my kitchen.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, Deb, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, you've got four bones in my wrist.
Oh, sweetheart. Sorry to hear that.
So,
well, let's give her some good news.
Yeah. Slow me down. Yeah, tell me some good news.
Pisces, you do need to take care of yourself, certainly. That's a sign that can be prone to illness if you get sad and things like that. And there are some Pisces folks, you know, sometimes they fall prey to things like addiction when they get super sad. So I hope you're taking great care of yourself and reaching out for help.
I have a wonderful family, so
fantastic.
They're helping me.
So you've got support. Good. But the great thing about Neptune in your sign, that's all about spirituality. That's the planet associated with your sign, and it's going to be there for a few years now.
Oh, good.
So anything that you can do, Frank talks a lot about visualization, the power of thought.
Uh-huh.
If you can work on the spiritual plane in terms of what do you want to see in your life, and what would be your ideal be? You have real power with your spirituality to actually have that then play out on the material plane.
Okay.
Well, there you go, Mary.
Good.
Good luck with that, and
thanks,
keep your spirits up.
And wish you all the best.
Oh yeah, absolutely, will do.
Thank you. Ribs will heal. Trust me. I've broken a few. It takes a couple of weeks, but just
and
hang
it
in
is
there.
Painful. Yeah.
No, it's my wrist.
Oh, your wrist. I thought you said ribs. Well, that heals too.
No, my wrist. Pardon me?
I said that heals quick, too. You just got to, you know, not right. I signed 800 books yesterday, and I feel like I broke my wrist.
Oh, my goodness.
But not as bad as Mary, though, I'm sure.
Right.
All right, Mary, have a great weekend.
Okay, you're welcome, Frank. Thanks a lot. Thank you, Ann.
You're very welcome, Mary.
All right, so we have a couple more calls. Actually, we have a lot more calls coming in. We do have to take a break. We'll try to get to one more right after the break, and then we have Doug from Luminaire who's staring at me from across the room wanting to know what's going on in his world. All right. Welcome back to the show. We are talking with our resident Designing with the Stars astrologer, Ann Nordhaus-Bike.
Hello.
Hi, Ann. You've been killing it. We've been rapid firing through these questions here, and we have one more hanging on the line, and we have Doug from Luminaire here. Doug, say hi.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. You've been listening to all these astrology readings?
Definitely. It's
what
very
do you think?
Interesting. I think it's pretty interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
Doug wants to know his too.
Yeah, I'm curious.
You hang yours. Hold on. We're going to get to Tess, who's our last caller here. Hey, Tess, thanks for holding on so long. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you and your guest?
We're fantastic. We've got a full house here, and Anne is ready to answer your questions about Virgo.
Yes. What can you tell me about my sign?
What's been going on with you lately? Anything of note, or what are you looking for?
I just have a lot of changes going on right now.
Yeah, it's the times, everybody. But for Virgo in particular, our topic for today is Mercury retrograde, and that's perfect for you. You probably know, Tess, already that your planet is Mercury.
Yes.
And so it's really important for you and also people who are Geminis, also ruled by Mercury, to pay attention to Mercury. And it's this little bitty planet that goes backwards, or apparently does, three times a year. So, and when it goes backwards, you already probably know this, communication goes on the fritz. Computers, phones, you might miss an email, or they might send it, it never arrives, or it comes like after the retrograde ends. So it's a great time for anybody, back up your computer.
Good to know.
Yeah,
that is good to know.
Do it now, because this coming week, everything's going to start to slow down. This Mercury retrograde runs June 7th.
Is that just for Virgo or for everybody
listening?
That's
everybody.
All right, so everybody, back up your computers today.
Yeah.
Anne is predicting a major computer crash.
If you haven't planned for
it. Caitlin, make sure you back up all the shows, too, because we have a big computer here at WGN.
That explains why we've been having so many problems with our email system.
Yeah, everything's slowing down.
Darn retrograde.
You'll feel better in July about it. But you know what? It's great. You'll start, come to welcome this. Mercury retrograde lets you slow down.
Yeah.
Slow down.
It's
for
forcing
summer.
You to get out of technology, get out of your iPhones.
Yeah.
Stop
and
posting
rethink.
Stuff.
Do you really want to be doing this craziness? What do you really, really want? And that's a nice thing. And get a little more sleep.
Yeah, that would be a good thing.
Yeah, if you can.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, Tess. Well, thanks for calling in the show, and thanks for holding so long. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great
you.
Weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye.
All right, so now, Doug, it's your turn. You've been waiting patiently as well. What is your sign again?
Capricorn.
Capricorn. And you know, Doug's our resident design guru.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he travels a lot, and he's, in that fancy, fancy world of design.
Yes,
What can Doug expect from his life right now?
Well, Capricorn's world has probably been turned upside down a bit the last couple of years. You've got Pluto in your sign. That's the that I always say on this show, that's the take no prisoners planet.
Okay.
Pluto, you just have to surrender. And it forces you to change and transform. Anything that's not working in your life, it forces you to eliminate so that you can streamline, so that you can do what your soul really wants you to be doing. But I will say Capricorn is the CEO sign. So it's great that you're in business.
Yeah, I
bet you're building an empire. That's what, Conrad Hilton, the great hotel magnate, was a Capricorn. Dolly Parton is a Capricorn. Mm-hmm. Muhammad Ali, Capricorn. These amazing, powerful. Like, it's an earth sign. Oh, yeah.
Sounds pretty good. Yeah, I like that.
You're going to be running the world soon.
Oh, yeah, but they're usually kind of quiet about it, but they rise to the top. But
he
remember,
is. He's a sleeper.
Oh, yeah.
Doug comes in all suave, but deep inside, he's got plans. He's taking over the world, I think.
Make sure. It's it can be lonely at the top, so make sure you take good care of your relationship so somebody's there to enjoy it with you, whoever that person may be.
Right. I see him with more
that
of an entourage of people.
Oh, yes. It'll show how important he is the more people there
are. Of course.
Yes.
Well, Anne, thanks so much for being on. You're always a pleasure. The guests love you. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. Anne, where can people find you again?
Again, www.anbcommunications.com. And
awesome.
We've got a newsletter, website, blog, FAQ, everything.
Books, the whole nine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have a good weekend, Anne.
Thank you.
All right.